Once more, how do you know? By what instinct do you pretend to distinguish between a fallen seraph of the abyss and a messenger from the eternal throne, between a guide and a seducer? I judged by your countenance, sir, which was troubled when you said the suggestion had returned upon you. I feel sure it will work you more misery if you listen to it.
Not at all. It bears the most gracious message in the world. For the rest, you are not my conscience-keeper, so don't make yourself uneasy. Here, come in, bonny wanderer.
He said this as if he spoke to a vision, viewless to any eye but his own. Then, folding his arms, which he had half extended on his chest, he seemed to enclose in their embrace the invisible being.
Now, he continued, again addressing me, I have received the pilgrim, a disguised deity, as I verily believe. Already it has done me good. My heart was a sort of charnel. It will now be a shrine.
To speak truth, sir, I don't understand you at all. I cannot keep up the conversation, because it has got out of my depth. Only one thing I know. You said you were not as good as you would like to be, and that you regretted your own imperfection. One thing I can comprehend. You intimated that to have a sullied memory was a perpetual bane. It seems to me that if you tried hard, you would in time find it possible to become what you yourself would approve, and that if from this day you began with resolution to correct your thoughts and actions, you would in a few years have laid up a new and stainless store of recollections to which you might revert with pleasure.
Justly thought. Rightly said, Miss Eyre, and at this moment I am paving hell with energy.
Sir?
I'm laying down good intentions, which I believe durable as flint. Certainly my associates and pursuits shall be other than they have been.
And better?
And better. So much better as pure ore is than foul dross.